You're on Texas Standard Time.
San Antonio middle schooler Wes Scalf is not a fan of the STAR test.
Kind of stressful because it all builds up to one day and they keep reminding us, like, hey, STAR is coming. I was like, no, try not to think about it.
When Wes was in fifth grade, he failed the math STAR test twice.
I kind of felt like I failed myself a little bit, and I felt like I didn't do good enough.
His mom, Lisa, says he seemed disappointed but okay when he first found out. But then an hour after he went to bed that night, he sent her a text.
It said, "Mommy, am I stupid?" And as a parent, that's just devastating because he had worked so hard.
Despite the setback, Wes thrived in middle school. He made honor roll, played tenor sax in the band, and competed on the tennis team. Lisa says she received glowing reports from Wes's teachers.
They would tell me, you know, how great he did on his benchmarks, that he was making such progress. They would show me evidence of his progress.
But at the end of the year, he once again failed a STAR test, this time in reading.
And then everybody was just sort of stunned.
At the time, Lisa just thought Wes didn't test well. He received special education services for learning disabilities, but his teachers said he was reading on grade level, and they expected him to pass. Now she thinks she knows why.
To hear that they were testing at 2 to 3 grade levels above the grade level they should have been testing at was surprising and really just made me angry.
The first research examining the reading level of STAR tests was published in 2012. It calculated the difficulty of sentence structure and vocabulary using several different computer algorithms called readability formulas. The formulas are often used by librarians and teachers to find books appropriate for their students. Two more studies followed with the same results, but their findings didn't become common knowledge until February in a Texas Monthly article.
We train our teachers to avoid material that's written at the frustration level. And what I mean by frustration level is any material that they may encounter where they don't know 90% of the words.
That's Jody Pilgrim, a reading professor at the University of Mary Hardin Baylor and one of the researchers behind the readability studies. She spoke before the House Public Education Committee in March.
If a passage is written 1 to 3 grade levels above their grade, then you're more than likely frustrating some of these students.
When it was Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath's turn to testify, he assured the committee that the STAR tests are on grade level.
We have a valid on grade level assessment. It's reliable.
Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle grilled Morath on that position for over 2 hours. He said the readability formulas used by Pilgrim and the other researchers are not a good way to measure whether or not the STAR tests are on grade level because the formulas only look at sentence structure, not content.
It is about where students need to be, not where students are, but where students need to be. Remember, it's predictive of meaningful life outcomes. And not based on just one dimension of language structure, but the entire domain of reading proficiency.
Morath says the Texas Education Agency has started relying more on readability formulas, but he places more importance on the judgment of teachers. Committees of Texas educators approve reading passages before they go on STAR tests. Pilgrim and other literacy experts agreed that teachers should be consulted to make sure students have the life experience to understand the text. But they said readability formulas should also be used. Laura Darden is in charge of elementary instruction at Round Rock ISD.
Readability is the foundational level for all instruction in reading. The very first thing you learn when you become a literacy teacher is that the level of the text it makes all the difference in the world.
Several lawmakers filed bills in response to the testimony they heard, including San Antonio Democrats Diego Bernal and Jose Menendez. Their companion bills filed in the House and Senate would put a hold on high-stakes consequences tied to the STAR, like school closings and graduation requirements, until an outside investigator confirms that reading passages are on grade level. For the Texas Standard, I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.